Now, there is a current Watch and Act message for people travelling by road from Three Ways to the Barkly Homestead and from Three Ways north along the Stuart Highway to Renner Springs. What's the latest on that fire activity in that region?
It's a very large fire that's still in the area. At some stages, it ends up having a 40-kilometre odd front. It's spread across three properties, basically, from Banker Banker up into Muckety and back into Tennant Creek Station and also across Brunchilli. So it's a fairly expansive fire. There's still activity in some areas. As far as the highway is concerned, there's no real activity, fire activity on the highway, so we're not too worried about that. But there is fire away from the road, but on both sides of the highway for probably, 50 to 60 kilometres. So there's a lot of smoke all over the road, so we're encouraging people to really make sure that they're careful, slow down, and, if they hit heavy smoke, make sure you slow down and put your lights on.
Yesterday when we spoke to you, you said that you were expecting a few reinforcements to come from up north. Have they arrived yet to help out with this fire?
Yeah, they were all on site yesterday. At the moment, the couple of vehicles and the crew that we sent up are actually working on Muckety Station at the moment. They're doing a 40-kilometre back burn to block it from going up north. And the others, one of the other operatives has gone down to Tennant Creek Station to assist with, there's just some concerns around one of the drilling sites out there, an exploration drilling site, so they're helping to protect that and make sure that the equipment there doesn't get damaged. The other stations, they're just monitoring on Brunchilli. Most of the fire sort of moved off of Brunchilli. They believe that's contained. But there's still activity on Banker Banker.
Any properties or buildings under threat at the moment?
No, it's mainly out in country. Like I said, it's a bit away from the road now. But it's into pastoral country, so they're trying to round it up. But there's certainly just those strong winds yesterday have really spread it around the place. So there's about four areas they're focusing on.
We've just heard from the Bureau that some gusty winds forecast for that area again today. Do you think that you have enough people up there helping out on these fires, including with station staff as well?
The indication is that all of the people we've spoken to this morning have said that they believe that they've got them in a situation where if they haven't got them contained, they've got them in an area that they're not no real concern to them. So at the moment, we believe that we've got the resources that they'll need, just to keep it contained. That's all you can do at the moment.
And you mentioned a 40-kilometre backburning exercise. How long will that take?
They'll be doing that most of the day today and and into the evening. So it'll be a long exercise, but it'll just depend on how they go today. But we've got the other, once the others are finished on their jobs, they can move across and help those.